Hello, my name is Janine Rion from Fundamental Focusing, and I'm wishing you a happy new year. We're already into 2012. Kids have gone back to school and routine is settling in, and I'm heading back to my podcasts and all the other work that surrounds me. So I hope you're doing the same and that things are going wonderfully well and that you have peace and love and plenty of joy in your 2012 year ahead. So I'm going to start off the year with an 8-week mini-series, and the 8-week mini-series will be on whole body focusing. And today the series will be about me and whole body focusing. So I guess I started to send off some podcasts, but never really got to introduce myself in a more serious way. Not that we need to be serious too often, but so I'll start off with introducing myself, and then the following 7 weeks will be the steps into whole body focusing. They'll be fairly brief because it's hard to go into all of this into a podcast, but I want to give you the essence of what whole body focusing is, at least for me, what it means for me. And then the last two sessions will be on where and when to use whole body focusing. And then I'm working on interviewing some women who have taken whole body focusing classes with me. So you'll get to hear how they use it in their lives and what it's done for them. So here we go. Me and whole body focusing. How I came about it. In 2006, I was a teacher principal. And I had always told myself, when I started the teaching world, I guess I should say, that if ever there was a time that came that I didn't like my job anymore or that things weren't quite right, that I wouldn't stay just for a pension or I wouldn't stay just because every teacher, we all know some teachers who are there who probably should have left the business a while back, but chose to stay because of other circumstances. So I was at that point, that last year that I was teaching, I was starting to get up in the mornings and not feeling very happy about going to work and not having that get up and go that I used to have when I started and even the year before. So things happened, obviously, in that year because the universe works its magic in very mysterious ways. And so that year I started waking up not wanting to go to work, and I started waking up and coming home also to a place where I wasn't happy, and me and my husband were struggling and not in our most happy companionship moments, and it was hard with our children. So all of it was happening around me at the same time. So in March of 2006, I made the decision to end the school year and not go back. And when July rolled around, that was the best decision that I had made. So as I kept moving through my journey of that summer and not working, I discovered different energy modalities that started to intrigue me, and I started doing work on me. I started going to workshops, not many, just a couple here and there, and just trying to figure out who I was. And I had started that journey probably in March when I had made the decision to quit my job and to see whether it was the family that was going to suffer, or was it me, or was it everyone around me, or who was it that was going to suffer. And in the end, no one really needed to suffer. All I needed to do was to get back me. The me who I had known, who had gone away, the me who I had lost, the me who just didn't know where she was and who she was anymore. So through the energy work of that year, I discovered very much a big part of me, and I let go a big part of me. And that, I think, is key, because to move forward, we have to let go, and to open new doors, we have to close doors. And we hear that in people and what they say and how they act, but it's okay in hearing it. But when you come to actually taking action with those steps and those words, it can be a little intimidating and scary. It's getting out of our comfort zone. So I took those steps And I closed some doors and I let go some stuff that I didn't need to hold on to anymore. And I opened up new doors and new opportunities. And a year later, I discovered this lady who was giving a 2-year certification in whole body focusing. And for some reason, I was very much attracted to and pulled towards that certification. And once I started, within the first few weeks, I knew why I had been attracted. And it was just speaking to me. And it was making things connect. Even though I had become a Reiki practitioner and I had done different things, the whole body focusing was gelling everything together. It was sort of the basis for everything that I did and that I still do. So to me, whole body focusing has helped to ground me. It has helped to calm me. It has helped to maintain the vitality and spunk and energy that I represent, but in a more manageable and balanced way, because I used to get very excited and momentum and going and party and excitable. But now I can do all of that and stay balanced and stay in and have my vitality, but not go overboard and not be the one that everybody's kind of looking at going, oh yeah, okay, so she's here, which I could be that person in the past. So it's not losing that spunk and that vitality, it's balancing it. And so that's what whole body focusing has done for me. It's also helped me understand me better. It's helped me understand my family better and my friends and the people who are surrounding me and the people who I want to be around, because it's helped me discover what I truly love, what I truly want in life. It's helped me through moments that have been intense or that have been chaotic, or that just, you know, not feeling the right way, and I just connect to my body and I know at that point what's right and what's not right. So whole body focusing has played a major role in my life, and it does every single night when I go to bed, and it does in moments during the day, and some days more than others, and that's just the way it flows. So to me there are 6 steps in whole body focusing, and today we'll talk a bit about the first one. And for me, everybody has different ways of saying it or moving through the steps. So I've created my own words, and that's what I'm going to go with. If you want to look up whole body focusing or see more stuff about it, surf the internet, you'll see different ways of saying different things. So for me, the first step is saying hello. And if you've listened to my podcast just before Christmas, you may have heard me that, say hello to your body. And it's saying hello because how many times in a day, in a week, in a month, or even in a year do we stop and say hello to our bodies? Not very often, I'm guessing, because I know I was there at one point. And even I sometimes remind myself, just stop, say hello. Stop, look around you, say hello, notice. And so whole body focusing, the first step is to just stop, notice, and say hello. And not just notice on the inside, but notice the environment on the outside. Notice what's happening around you, in your environment, wherever you are at that moment. And then check in what's happening inside. And don't worry about what's happening, just say hello. Say hello to that funny feeling in your foot. Say hello to that butterfly or that tense feeling in the belly. Say hello to a pain that's happening in your body. Just say hello to every part of your body, going from top of the head to the feet, connecting to Mother Earth. So it's just stopping and saying hello. Smile, smile that inner smile, smile that outer smile, and say hello. So it sounds very simple. And really, when we get into it and we start doing the experiential work, it is simple. Where it gets complex is the letting go part, which is the second step, which we'll touch into next week. But letting go, again, is a simple terminology. But when it gets right down, you get right down to doing it, it sometimes becomes more difficult than we think. So just by starting off into whole body focusing and connecting to each part of the body, the head, the neck, even the lines in the face, the shoulders, the arms, the fingers, the chest, the belly, the organs inside, the hips, bum, legs, knees, calves, shins, right down to the ankles. And just really taking a few seconds to say hello, your body will start talking. Your body will start making you notice things. It's in that breath. As you take that inhale, and you exhale, and you just notice what's happening. Saying hello. Simple as that. Just as when you meet someone in the street, hi, how are you? How's it going in there? What's happening in there? And leaving it at that. Doesn't matter what the body answers. Doesn't matter how it talks back. Just listen and notice. And that sometimes is a little harder than you think. That sometimes can be very difficult for some people. And even for those who've been doing it a while, knowing myself, sometimes it's hard on certain days to just stop and say hello and nothing else. So it becomes a practice, becomes something that you do intentionally, and then sometimes you just catch yourself doing it just because your body's used to it. Something pops up, a shoulder pain. Oh, hello. Hello in there. What's happening today? So the first step, saying hello. Very simple. I could go on, but I'm going to keep these nice and short and just to the point. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can always post them on my Facebook, Fundamental Focusing fan page, and I'll see what I can do to answer you back if I have the right answer. And whether it's the right answer or not, I'll give you my answer, and you can do with it what you like. So on Wednesdays, there'll be this series starting. And then on Sundays, I'll post a meditation with regards to whatever we've talked about over the next 8 weeks for this series. So today, Wednesday, is your Saying Hello, Me and Whole Body Focusing series. And then Sunday, there'll be a meditation, again, about 10 minutes or so, 10 to 15 minutes on saying hello and just noticing. So with that, again, a wonderful year ahead. 2012 is meant for exciting changes and new momentum and taking on new challenges and just discovering a bit more about yourself, because in the end, that's what we're here for, is to discover more each and every day. As kids, we grow up, we discover more, we become independent, we leave home, and we discover even more. And then as an adult, we want to discover that deepness even more, get away from the surface stuff. So the start of saying hello to the body, being in gratitude, saying thank you, is all part of that. So I will be back on Sunday with a meditation. This is Janine Rhea, wishing you a happy new year and wonderful love, peace, and joy in 2012 from Fundamental Focusing.